Let's rise up on our feet as we close our eyes.
Olorun yo bukun about you did you are.
As we raise our two hands to the Lord,
I'll see no wa mejeji soke si Oluwa.
And sing loud and clear like this.
I'll call you
all of the gods. We are the works of man. God, we thank you for bringing us to this wonderful gathering of your children.
We
thank you for the ministry of music, which you have been using to bless your people since we got here today. I pray that in the next few minutes, you will specially open our understanding. I pray that any problem that has followed anyone here today shall not go home with you in the name of Jesus. The Lord your God shall arise, and all your enemies shall scatter. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat for a few minutes. God bless you. The first thing I'd like to do is to thank God and to thank all of you who have found time to come.
Oh, God, I
pray that God will bless you mightily in Jesus' name. Also, let me appreciate the pastors who came here to sing.
Amen.
You can be sure that the GO is owing all of you a present. A few minutes, let's open our Bible to the book of John, chapter 14. There are some prayers I want you to pray here today. The prayers are going to be curative and preventative. So listen very carefully. As I just speak for a few minutes on what I call the ladder of darkness. The ladder of darkness. In John chapter 14, look at verse 30. John 14:30. He said, thereafter, I will not talk much with you. For the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me. The prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me. If you notice today's concert, you'll have seen that we sang a lot of Negro spirituals, which were songs composed by African slaves that were taken to America. The moving of African slaves to other countries started as early as 15th century. And it's estimated that millions and millions of Africans were moved to these places. The slave trade was one of the most brutal and human aspects of human history. Because those who were doing it to make money. And they couldn't care about the condition of the people they were taking away. They
capture these people or put them in very terrible conditions inside ships.
They are
packed like sardines.
They
be chained together and tightly packed.
And the way they
pack them, you cannot stand and you cannot kneel.
They vomit
inside the place, they defecate inside the place. It was a terrible way to
transport
them. Sometimes by the time these slaves get to where they are taking them, half of them were dead. And anyone who died in the ship or was ill is thrown into the sea as a food for sharks.
Once
these people were taken to the plantation fields and to work in America, who composed most of the songs we sang there today.
A
slave is a property of the owner. And a lot of terrible things do happen. And it's better to just forget this part of human history. But the question is, why did it happen at all? The Bible has an answer. The ladder of darkness that led to the slavery of Africans was idolatry. Still, there's a lot of ladder of darkness these days that gives access to people. In the last few months, many, many Christians have been captured by ritual killers in this Lagos. Some actually got to the point of being slaughtered. But one way or the other, God delivered them. For the enemy to come against you and to succeed, there must be a ladder. And this is the serious situation. Many of us are looking for the enemies outside. But the thing is that there is a ladder through which the enemy comes in. If you don't break that ladder, life is in danger. And in these last days, when a lot of terrible things are happening, it is good for us to understand that we need to break the ladder of darkness. I'd like you to bow down your heads where you are and say this short prayer to the Lord.
That
anything in my life opening the door to the enemy, I silence you in the name of Jesus. Let's open our mouth and pray like that. Anything in my life that opens the door to the enemy, I silence you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
It is an insult on your salvation as a Christian.
It was here Lori Christian.
Somebody to slap you. You don't know what you are doing anymore. And the person is being affected by all kinds of fetish powers. If there is a ladder in a person's life, trouble continues to come. A brother noticed that anytime he had an important meeting to attend, an important interview, the night preceding it,
somebody will come to his dream life and feed him with palm wine. After drinking this palm wine, anything he did the next day is a problem. It took him time to understand that the ladder to this problem was the anger in his life. What is the ladder of darkness? The ladder of darkness is anything in your life that gives access to evil powers to trouble you. When the enemy comes against you and the enemy attacks, if the attack is successful, the first thing you should check is yourself. Not outside. Where is the ladder? What is the ladder of darkness? The ladder of darkness is any act or any habit in your life that enables the enemy to have free movement. What is the ladder of darkness?
It
is anything that enables the enemy to operate in your life despite the fact that you are attempting to stop them.
Jesus
said, the prince of this world cometh unto me, but it found nothing in me. What is the ladder of darkness?
It's
anything that enables dark powers to continue the operation. The ladder of darkness is anything that enables the power of darkness to restart their activities. The ladder of darkness is any object or material in your hand, in your possession, that enables the enemy to fight you hard. The days are becoming dangerous now.
And
we should turn searchlights on ourselves and detect, discern these evil ladders. Beloved, the Lord is calling us to repentance this day, so that we too will not be a prey in the mouth of the enemy. Many Christians are dying before their time. A lot of people are getting to all kinds of bondages. That's why I said we're going to pray some prayers today. Jesus said, the prince of this world cometh unto me, but he cannot find a ladder through which to move in. What is your own ladder? Maybe your anger, fornication, adultery, bitterness, unforgiveness. It could be those things you have stolen which you have not returned. If you are sleeping on a stolen bed, you will have backache. You are watching a stolen television, you will have eye problem. You are eating with stolen spoons, you will have stomach trouble. You need to ask yourself questions. Is there anything that I'm doing that is giving the enemy free access into my life? You need to detect them and ask the Lord to forgive you and depart from those things. This is the essence of the short message I'm putting forward to you now. A pastor in this ministry was on his way to somewhere, and he got into this bus. It was a bus of ritual killers, and the two of them drove into the bush. The pastor said that, to his amazement, the controller of those ritual killers was a woman. And he said, cut this. So the pastor had to think fast. now brought out his identity card.
Wa yo kadi danimo re jade.
Took it there.
O ba mu lo gobele o.
I said, madam.
Ni arabi.
I'm a pastor.
Olu chagu to le mi o.
If you use me for this thing.
Be ba lo mi fun to yi.
It won't work.
Oni sise.
And the woman looked at the ID card.
Obinrin o ba wo card owo re.
Gave the pastor a dirty slap.
O ni gbaju oloyi.
I said, get out of here.
Ba ra le da so o.
The pastor was the only one that escaped. The other ones have been hypnotized. They're like fools. I pray that any fetish power targeted against you will lose their power in the name of Jesus. We must break every ladder of darkness. So whenever the enemy brings his warfare,
will
always bring them.
You
should find nothing in your life for each to climb upon. Let's rise up on our feet,
brother.
And all eyes closed. In case you are here in this meeting, and you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, you have a wonderful opportunity here tonight to surrender your life completely to Jesus. So right there where you are, all eyes are closed. I'm not asking whether you go to church or you don't go to church. You could be going to church and still be lost.
Say,
so, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, just raise up your right hand to the Lord. Where you are. And if you raise up your right hand, just say the following few things after me. Say, so, Father,
Baba,
in the name of
Jesus,
I come before you tonight. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
If you said that short prayer with me,
immediately
we close, just find a way to the altar.
Again,
so that we can pray more with you. All eyes closed. If you have been reading the newspapers,
we'll
have read the story in the Guardian newspaper recently.
Oh, Cairo, Guardian life,
of a brother who was kidnapped, was actually buried by ritual killers. But the brother started praying, and in a miraculous way, an angel of God took him out of the place. And according to the testimony of his brother, he found himself at the prayer city, right from where he was kidnapped. Amen.
Amen.
But the major question, which we must all ask ourselves, is there anything in my life that makes it easy for the enemy?
Oh, koko awa ninu aye mi to nje ko rorun fun ota.
It must go.
O gbodo lo.
You will open your mouth and say this louder than anyone close to you.
Oh, la ni ra o si wi bayi lowo rara ju gbogbo en to nbe legbe re.
I counsel that you pray this prayer very hard.
O gba ni yoju pe ko gba adura yi gidi gidi.
This prayer you are going to pray may save your life one day.
Adura to legba yo le gba aye re la lojo kan.
You will say this loud and clear.
O wi bayi lowo rara.
Every ladder of darkness in my life, can you say it louder than anyone around? Break! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Say this loud and clear. Especially if the enemy has been harassing your dream life. Say, I fire back. Every arrow of the enemy.
gbogbo ọkọ ọta padà.
Fired into my dream life.
Èyí tí wọ́n ta sójú àlá mi.
Can I hear the sister saying this loud and clear? Is that the loudest the sisters can say it? That's right. Brothers, shout it louder than the sisters. Everybody saying it loud and clear. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to declare it. Fire back the arrow of the enemy. In Jesus' name we pray.
Glory for Jesus.
This is the last one. You may be surprised to know that many of the so-called enlightened Nigerians are so fetish. But the Bible says he has given you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. Every fetish power targeted against me. Backfire. In the name of Jesus. Deal with the fetish power. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout a loud amen. Wonderful God, we thank you for bringing us here. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the adoration. I pray that all who are presented here tonight, we shall be one with you. All the tragedy and the trouble that is left in this year shall not be your lot in the name of Jesus. It is written, he that keepeth Israel shall never survive. I decree that you and your family shall be barricaded by the fire of God. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I bless you in the name of Jesus. The Lord blesses you from Zion. Make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Let us share the grace and fellowship.